Our next head coach, we've got Elyria head coach Brett Lerick joining us here at the table. Coach Lerick, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here today and enjoying the atmosphere here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. You guys, of course, are coming off the season where you won 8 games in a very difficult conference. That GCC is no joke from one year to the next, and I would imagine that this year would be no different.
No, our league is pretty tough. I think I just looked at I talked to Matt Goal, and you know, I think like 5 of our teams are in their top 25. So that tells you something about our league right there. And Mentor Medina just going to be really, really good this year. They got a lot of guys coming back. And so it's a tough test every night for sure.
No question about that. And, of course, you take a look at the way things went down for you guys a season ago. We mentioned that you guys won 9 games overall. You guys have some pretty good guards coming back, and I know you're really excited about Marshawn Robinson. For those that haven't had the opportunity to see him, what are some things that make him stand out?
Marshawn's going to be a 3-year starter for us now as a junior. So he started since he's a freshman. His quickness, ball handling, court vision is really good. He knows he's got to keep working on his shooting. So far in our scrimmages Monday night, he went against some really good guards and really defended really well full court, and guys couldn't get by him. And he has to set a tone for us on both ends of the floor. And we actually just talked today, you know, that his next step is being that vocal leader. He's, you know, our most veteran person that we have, and guys are going to look to him. We're going to look to him, and he has to be vocal on the court. He has to be us on the court.
Will you be a better rebounding team than last season, do you think?
I sure hope so. we've been working on it. We've been holding our own in the scrimmages. Tyron Lee's back out for us, so he gives us some size, 6'6", wide body for us. Him and Jesse Stevens have been doing a nice job for us. But then even the guys that are playing the 4 have been doing a nice job getting positioning, boxing out. And we tell the guys, you know, you guys want to get out and run and not really set up an offense. You know, you got to rebound the ball and you got to get deflection. So get us the ball one way or another so we can run. And for the most part, we are getting better so far. I don't want to say we're good, but I think we're getting better at what we want to do.
Are you going to have a banger that can come off the bench and get you some quality rebounds, 2-3 rebounds, maybe a couple of buckets?
We have 2. Jesse Stevens and Tyron Lee are 2 wide bodies. So whether we play them together or one starts, one comes off the bench, we'll play them together at times, but they're also going to have to split time inside. But other than that, we're more of the long, lanky, you know, beanpoles coming off the bench than those 2.
So there's no more Richard Montagues of the 70s coming up through the system at 6'10".
No, we could take him. We could take Lee. You know, Lee with our school record, 30 rebounds or whatever it is. But, no, we don't have any of those guys. We're going to need Jesse and Tyron Lee. And some of our other guys off the bench that have played the 4 have done a nice job for us. Jamil Reed has really done a nice job for us in scrimmages, and Kevin Duke. So it's going to be a collective effort. Even our guards. Our guards have done a better job getting inside and mixing up for us, and they're going to have to rebound for us as well.
Do you think this year's team will have a good comfort level on the road? You play in a very grueling league, very grueling conference. You've got bus rides. You mentioned some of the schools already, but you've got the Brunswicks, you've got Euclid and others. Will they have a better comfort level for those longer road games?
I don't even know if the road matters. It's just the conference games in general. You know, road, home, they got to come ready to play. You know, our guards have our most experience. You know, Aiden Carter will be a 2-year starter for us at the guard. And then Dez Shelton, who had a broken arm for most of the year last year, he got in towards the end, got some games under his belt. So we'll need Marsan and Aiden to carry us, but then Dez is going to have to step in along with our couple inside guys.
For those that follow Elyria Athletics, they know the name Daylon Charlo. He was a really good quarterback for the Pioneers this year. He's one of your newcomers, another guy in that mix of really athletic guards that you have. What are some things that you see from Daylon Charlo that you think are going to make him a really good player this year?
Well, he's our shooter off the bench. He's got to put the ball in the basket for us. We're still trying to get his basketball legs under him and his shooting back. You know, obviously, he took some licks this year being the quarterback and running the ball and as much as he played and the success he had. But we got to get his basketball legs under him, and he's going to have to be the scorer off the bench, you know, not just shooting threes, but, you know, he's a little bit longer than our starting guards. So we need him to give us some, you know, oomph when he comes off the bench for sure.
When you look at the start of a game, what are you hoping to see out of the first 2 to 3 minutes out of your team to start a ball game?
In our conference, that we hold our own. You know, the worst thing is you go on the road or even a conference game at home and you let one of our teams get on a roll or get on one of their runs. You know, Solon last year, they could put points up in a hurry. Menner, you know, they have a philosophy where they try to get so many stops and scores in a row. You know, they call them 12-point runs that they want. Well, we have to try to stop all that, hold our own for the first bit of the game and keep it competitive, and then we can kind of settle down from there and finish the game out and hopefully keep it the same. But if they start on one of those runs, it's awful tough to get back into it. So,
you mentioned to me a few weeks ago that you're really kind of looking for the guards to show some experience and take some leadership. Have you seen a lot of that in practice the last few weeks?
We have taken steps. We're starting to become more vocal. Again, we're still early in the process trying to figure out what we do well, but we are starting to be a little bit more vocal than we were last year, which is leadership, and guys are trying to hold guys accountable. So I think we are getting better at that. We're on the right path. Our guards have to be our leaders and do that. They're not exactly the most vocal, but they are becoming better at it. But they have to lead us on the court. You know, vocal, not vocal. You can lead not being vocal. And they've done a pretty good job of that when they've been in together. And we've been up and down a little bit starting, getting our football guys back in. But Marsan, Aiden, Dez have kind of been our backbone that's kind of held it together during our scrimmages.
And for you, there is really no downtime between the end of the season and now, is it? This is a year-round thing that you do.
No, there's no off time anymore.
No. So is
that, you know, you read our contracts and it says October. There's no October to March. That's a fallacy right there. You know, you got to go year round or you're losing ground. You know, whether it's in the weight room, getting shooting in, getting your four-man workouts in. You know, we had a lot of football guys this year. This is the most four-man workouts we've ever done. And, you know, everybody says that's a good thing, and it is. Our guys get some skill work, but you only do four guys at a time. That means you're there a little bit longer, get more guys through. But yeah, it's year round pretty much. I mean, summer you're going for a couple months, and in the spring, as soon as your 30 days are up, you're back in the weight room, you're back at workouts. So it's a grind for sure.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, thanks for stopping by and giving us a few moments of your time. Always a pleasure catching up, and we've got plenty of Elyria games on the slate this year, so we look forward to covering you throughout the season.
I appreciate it, guys.
I think I've got one of those too, finally. It's been a few years, Bull, since I've got to do one of Brett's games.
Oh, they're sharing with you now, huh?
Finally, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a different guy making the schedule this year. That's probably what it is. But
well, he's listening, so we better be careful.
He is. We got to be real careful.